This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And joining us right now is Mike Strain, Commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. Mike, I just wanted to, my research on Smitty Supply reveals that they produce oil, grease, lubricants, hydraulic fluids, aviation oil, windshield wiper fluid, charcoal lighter fluid, de-icer fluid, exhaust fluid, antifreeze, just to name a few. Somewhere between 9 and 11 million gallons stored on that facility. It was amazing that there were no injuries there. They do produce this for private labels, their own, called Super S, as well as others. They have production facilities in both Vicksburg, Mississippi, Hammond, Indiana, and warehouse storage facilities in Shreveport and Jasper, Texas. Big company, one of the largest privately held fluid companies in the United States. Now let's get to the task at hand. I was told that you were out on the scene this past weekend assessing agricultural impact as a result of the explosion. What did you find?
Yeah, so on Saturday morning, and bear in mind, you know, that it was still burning, we were on scene, on site. And so, you know, we start off in the southern areas looking at those farms. We didn't see a lot of contamination, very minimal ash in to the south. Apparently, most of the ash, and you really have to follow the weather patterns as established by the National Weather Service to see what, you know, the direction of the wind. What happened is that, you know, during, you know, the firefight and, you know, as this was really raging, there was a thunderstorm, a tremendous thunderstorm that came in that rained heavy rain and heavy wind through the plume. And that brought down contaminants down to the ground level. So you've seen the pictures, your state police cars and others, you know, with the oil in there. And we know that there is contamination of the Tangipahoa River. We are working very, very closely with our farmers. I've been in contact, of course, with DEQ. I was there with President Robbie Miller there at the emergency center. And we've traveled, you know, in the direction outside of the plume and also within the plume, looking at the levels of and looking for to see if there was ash, if there was oil. And so our steps are, one, you know, working with DEQ. We'll be working with them. And the good news is from the mammals, the mobile air monitoring systems, they're testing the air for air quality. Also, though, we are going to be working with DEQ as we identify what particular compounds we need to be looking for. And then from that, we will start, you know, testing. One, we'll be looking at, you know, any types of vegetables in those areas that were within a radius of the plant. And on the vegetable farms, there was very, very minimal ash. Now, my understanding is that there may be more, or probably is more, on pasture lands where there are cattle and dairies. I spoke in person to Dr. Ralph Abraham. He's a colleague of mine, and working on, you know, what we need to be testing as far as if we need to be doing milk testing. We'll be working with DEQ for soil testing. So there's so many compounds, and I'm studying now the what's called the MSDS sheets, material safety data sheets, which list every compound, and those were immediately available that was there. And so when we, if we're dealing with just, as we call them, volatile hydrocarbons, you know, diesel, oil, that sort of thing, we have experience with that. When you start looking at all the other compounds, the question is that, you know, what is in the fallout? And then from there, what do we test for? And then what the recommendations are? We're telling everyone, you know, if there's obvious contamination, you know, and, you know, if you're going to go wash your car, you know, wear a mask when you wash your car. If there's obvious contamination of your pets, then go ahead and wash them. You can use Dawn, but only use Dawn once. Don't wash them multiple times with Dawn. You need a quote, a pet shampoo and one without an insecticide, a regular pet shampoo, so don't dry the skin out. On livestock, again, you know, you can rinse them. What we found is that with water and a little bit of soap, this is readily moving down. Now, the question is, and I'm getting the calls, what do we do with pasture? We're going to work on a best recommendation. With simple hydrocarbons, oil, for instance, crude oil, you know, for soil remediation, we use gypsum. We've used that in the past, and that is the recommendation because it will bind and help create an environment where the microbes in the earth will break up, you know, most of those hydrocarbons. Where we are now, we don't think we're going to have much rain until maybe Friday. And so what I'm telling people, if they're looking at their pastures, do not get out there. Do not get out there and start cutting that grass. Let the sun shine. We'll go in and we'll, you know, hopefully volatilize any oil that's there. And then we will see after the rains what the recommendations may be, whether or not to just go ahead and mow that down, and then whether to leave it or to burn it or what we're going to do. You know, normally, you know, you can use hay to soak up oil, but then that hay is transported to a landfill. But there's, you know, the size and the scope of this is such that we can't, you know, just we can't cut all the grass in this entire region and bring it to a landfill. And so, one, we're telling everyone, wear a mask. Number two, you know, just leave it. Don't, you know, leave those pastures alone. And we're going to be working, one, to test the land, to test the pasture, to test the cattle, to test the milk, and to test the crop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Props.
Mike, we're visiting with Mike Strain, Commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. When you mentioned the material data test sheets, I think one of the shortcomings of that, and I just love to hear your reaction to this, is that when you're mixing this multitude of what I just ran through a short list of items that were produced at that facility, Do we really know what the impact is when you mix? This is like, it reminds me of jungle juice in our high school days where, you know, you'd mix about 70 different alcohols in a 55-gallon drum. You know, so, what is the outcome?
So the outcome is, and we're working with DEQ, and they're going to be working with a number of different labs, taking samples and analyzing those samples and seeing what's in those samples so that we have a better understanding of the chemical mixtures we're looking for. And so in this particular case, where you have a number of different chemicals, right, many different chemicals that are now commingled in a fire, and then, you know, and there's and some of that was vaporized. We have to know what we are looking for, but we're going to be looking really for those big ticket items that are in there, heavy metals, benzenes, those sorts of things. But once we know what to look for, then we can, you know, use our laboratories, and that's DEQ labs and potentially Department of Ag and Forestry through the Ag Chemistry Lab to look for those specific things. So our next step, and we hope to have those answers really in the next, I'm hoping 36 hours, 48 hours, of what specifically we need to be looking for, because you're right. But because the first concerns, and, you know, and DEQ brought this up, is the mixing of those things to see what we have come out of that and test from there. Obvious things you're going to test for, look for heavy metals there, because, and then, you know, such, you know, benzenes and that sort of thing. But by and large, you know, pure ethylene, you know, glycol, antifreeze, you know, that burns out oil, just plain hydrocarbon oil. But it is all the other things, and that is our main concern, and that's what we're going to focus on that as well.
We've seen a lot of video of oil and other substances, whatever it may be, that the water sampling tests reveal in the Tangipahoa River. How concerning is that? And as it makes its way south into the lake, concerns there as well.
First, the OEP and others have said, do not, you know, stay out of the Tangipahoa River and any tributary thereof or anywhere that may be draining that region. If you see an oil sheen on any type of water, don't go in it. Now, with the Tangipahoa River, we know that there is contamination. They're trying their best to vacuum and also to put out booms. But again, this is where testing will tell us what we have to be looking for downstream. And that is a concern, because eventually, you know, the Tangipahoa River works its way into Lake Pontchartrain and then, of course, into the Gulf. And so we're hoping to contain as much as possible, but we do not have the answers yet, because we have to know. And again, with the water sampling and the appropriate lab tests will tell us what we need to be looking for downstream. And so we are actively engaged in that. And I say we, you know, the entire government is, and this is, you know, DEQ will be in the lead on this.
It's been widely reported that Smitty's supply had been found in violation of the Clean Water Act, significant noncompliance with 1,980% carbon levels above the accepted range. What does that mean exactly?
Well, you know, there are specific parameters for discharges and, you know, that and other things into the waterways and that. So, you know, that would be under the EPA and the DEQ. And they, when they go in, if there's a problem, then they are written up and fined for that. Now, I have not seen the official reports. I've read, as you have read, you know, of these violations. So I do not have the official reports to really interpret what is going on there. But I do know from what I've read that they have been fined in the past.
Is carbon a heavy metal?
No, carbon is not a heavy metal. Heavy metals, you're talking about, you know, lead, arsenic, you know, the mercury, those sorts of things. Those are what we call heavy metals, and they are pure elements. And so, and the reason that we are cautious of them, because they always remain pure elements. And one of the things that, again, we start talking about trying to bind them, find, you know, if we have to find things that will bind them to make them inert, but where they cannot, you know, then enter into the food chain and that sort of thing. So we will be testing for that.
It's been recently announced, I guess, that federally EPA is now taking over control of this event. I would assume that your office then starts working with federal EPA?
Yes, with the EPA and the DEQ. You know, when you start looking at the way
is
we
interact. Is that federal or state DEQ?
No, that would be state DEQ. We'll still work hand-in-hand with the EPA because, it's partnerships. Everyone works together. And so because of the size and the scope, the EPA will be stepping in, and we work very well. The head of the EPA, Lee Zeldin, is a very competent person that will be working probably out of Region 6, which is based, in Dallas. And they are very highly qualified, and we all will be working together synonymously. So there's not going to be any dropping of the ball. It's just that it will bring more assets to bear and that sort of thing. And may have some expertise where this may have happened in other parts of the United States.
Obviously, this weekend's a big weekend for people going out in boats in that area. I'm getting a number of texts, folks saying we were planning on going into the lake not far from where the Tangipahoa River meets. Same. What is the best advice?
Best advice is don't get in the water. I'm just going to urge caution not to. Now, it is my understanding that the plume has not made it to Lake Pontchartrain. But the Tangipahoa River drains to Lake Pontchartrain. And we know that there's been contamination, and some of the reports are as far as 5 miles down. And so now is the time to exercise caution. Because as you say, you never get the second chance to make that first mistake. And until we know more of what we are dealing with, the bottom line is, you're probably, on the closer to the Wrigley's over there in Lake Pontchartrain, you can probably do your boating, but I would not be boating in, the Tangipahoa River or at the immediate outflow of it.
Yeah. A lot of folks are trying to decide what to do relative to oil and soot that has fallen on their house, their rooftops, and otherwise. Should they wait to see what it actually is that's on their roof and determine what the best treatment is?
Yes, I do not recommend that you go out there and start cleaning that up, right? Because one, if you're so compelled, wear a mask, wear gloves. If you remember with British Petroleum, right? When we cleaned up the marshes, they did that in Tyvek suits. You remember that? And that was oil.
Yep.
So in this particular case, more than likely we're going to get a rainstorm, which may wash the majority of it off. So the biggest concern at this point is, one, human exposure, animal exposure. So don't go out there pressure washing your house. Leave it alone, right, for now, until we have better advice coming from the EPA on what to do.
And I have to imagine they're fast-tracking that because they recognize what actually is going on here. I've talked to folks that are 15 miles away, and they were sending me videos over the weekend, of oil on their car, on their roof, on the gutters, and the like.
Yes, and I know the car washes are very busy, so people have been washing their cars. But if you're going to wash your car, wear a mask. Just remember, wear a mask, and preferably, some glasses. You don't want this in your eye, and you don't want to breathe it in, whatever it may be. And I think, if after it rains, you're going to see a lot less on your roof. We're going to go from there.
Yeah. Final thoughts?
Well, again, we will get through this as everything else. We were 3 days ago, we were worried about, it being the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and so we will still continue to watch for that. But we will get through this. But again, everyone, exercise caution. Just think about what you're doing, and we will get through this, and everyone is working together to minimize the impact now at post-explosion.
So I guess the best way to put it, no hurry right now. Just, don't touch it.
Don't
stay around it. Don't breathe it.
Don't go out there and start mowing your grass and washing your house, right? Hopefully we're going to get a little rainstorm, going to wash some of that away. Let it volatilize. Let it go up into the air. And when you do, then we need to, again, just be cautious. And again, a mask is a big deal. You don't want it in your mouth. Wear some glasses, wear some gloves, and just be careful what you're dealing with. Just in an abundance of caution and safety.
Yep. Mike Strain, Commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Thank you so much, Mike. I know you're really busy, and we really appreciate the time that you spent with us this morning. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye.
Thank you. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'd love to hear from you, especially those on the North Shore, if you have something to report. We'll go open lines when we come back, so stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.